Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines, with 4,000 flights to 250 cities in some 40 countries around the world every day. It's easy to book your next flight at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly. I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. I'm joined by Don George, who's the global travel editor for Lonely Planet, and people are thinking about holiday travel. Nice to have you here, Don.
Great to be here, Rick.
Do you like to travel during the holidays?
I sure do.
You better. That's your work. Don, I've enjoyed some Western holidays, Christian holidays, in the developing world. My wife and I celebrated Christmas in Kerala in South India. It's the most Christian part of India. I'll tell you, firecrackers with Christmas. Yeah. It was just firecracker city. What are some of your holiday experiences?
Well, I didn't realize it until I lived in Greece, but Easter is really the big Greek holiday, and I was in Greece for Easter, and what a spectacular, elaborate, medieval celebration it was. It was really amazing to be in a church for Easter in Greece. And the other holiday that comes to mind is Oshogatsu, New Year's in Japan, where the whole country just goes crazy on New Year's Eve, and everyone goes to the temple and prays, and there's people selling things, and you get your fortune, and you tie it on a tree, and the whole country seems to come together, and for the next 3 days, everyone is celebrating. It's a fantastic time to be in Japan.
You know, I spent a Christmas and a New Year's in Japan once, and it was sort of funny to me because Christmas was the party day, and New Year's Eve seemed to be the religious holiday. Right. And I was all alone, and I stepped out of my hotel at midnight on New Year's Eve, just kind of, I was lonely, you know, and I didn't know anybody. I was somewhere in some desolate little town in Shikoku, and another man opened the door, and he did this little religious, where he clasped his hands, and he did a little bow, and I suppose he said Happy New Year in Japanese, and then on TV, we have the ball dropping from Times Square or something, and they had a big gong going on. Is that right?
What was 108 times they hit the bell. That signifies the passing of the old year's problems and the blessings of the new year. And it's a great celebration around the whole country.
It's fun to be in Tokyo on Christmas because everybody's just going cake crazy. Yeah. There's a tradition of cakes, right?
That's right. The Christmas cake. That's what they do on Christmas. They celebrate by having a cake.
And what Tokyo's like 12 million people, and it seems like they're all on the subway at the same time. And I don't feel that tall. I'm 6'2", but boy, I felt tall in Japan. And I'll never forget standing in the subway, and there's a carpet of black hair all around me from people who are, everybody's like about 10 inches shorter than me. And then every 4 or 5 meters, somebody's holding up a pie so they don't get crushed in that sea of humanity. And I just thought, wow, this world's a fascinating place, especially on a holiday.
That's a lot of cake.
That's a lot of cake. Of course, Japan is not a Christian nation, and they celebrate Christmas as sort of a commercial festival, probably stoked by people's interest in selling cakes, right?
Exactly.
A lot of cake sales on Christmas. But of course, in Europe, you've got all of this kind of Santa Claus, Christmas-related festivities. Santa Claus has the most fascinating family tree. He really does.
Truly.
And he started with, there's a bunch of different big jolly gift givers that sort of come together. And you've got Father Christmas and the Norse god Odin, I think, in the winter, that actually, had big beards and rode magic horses and gave kids things in the dark of winter. But they were the pagan roots of Santa. And then you've got Saint Nick, who's an actual real person, a monk in the 3rd century, I believe, from Turkey, who was famous for his generosity. And they all morph together into every culture has their own version. Switzerland is particularly fun. They have this guy called Sammy Klaus and his sidekick, Schmutzli. He'll come from door to door in the village, and the little children, it's the same old naughty or nice thing. I think parents terrorize their kids into being good with this Santa Claus business. Kids in Switzerland have to sing a little song or tell a poem, and then Sammy Klaus will say, "Have you been good? Have you fed the cows?" And they'll give him the candy. Of course, in Italy, you have the La Befana, which is sort of the witch of Epiphany. Rome is decked out for Christmas until January 6th, when they have their gift giving. And it's surprising. In Scandinavia, Sweden and Norway, it's December 13th. That is Santa Lucia Day. So in your travels, you'll stumble onto the color of the different holiday festivities. And if you know what's there, you can go in Rome to the Piazza Navona and see the La Befana Market. But if you're sort of oblivious to it, if you didn't read your guidebook, you're across the river missing the parties. And a lot of festivals are sort of serving a need across cultural boundaries. I know we celebrate the harvest with Thanksgiving, and other nations do the same thing, don't they?
Right. One of my favorite memories is of when I was living in Japan, the Harvest Festival there. I was actually in my wife's small town, hometown on the island of Shikoku. And there's a winding, sinuous procession of revelers that goes through the streets with people in traditional kimonos playing a song and dancing and clapping their hands. Somehow I ended up in that procession with my too short kimono and my too small, cloggy geta on my feet. And there I was clapping and singing. And by the end of the procession, people in the, lining the streets were pointing at me going, "Look at the foreigner. He's dancing. He's dancing." And it was quite a wonderful way to introduce myself to the town and for the town to introduce itself to me.
And so you enlivened their Harvest Festival.
I sure did.
With a little clown act,
they're still talking about it to this day, I'm sure.
All right. Talking with Don George from Lonely Planet, and we're talking about holidays around the world. Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines. With their new Advantage Award booking tool, it's easier than ever to book to over 800 Advantage Award destinations online at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly.